Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Empire segment. I know that yesterday we had a very interesting show, and I just want to continue a little bit about what we were talking about yesterday. But before I get started, I just want to let everyone know that they can listen live to the Empire segment on www.mybaltimorespirit.com. If you have any questions and reference to anything that we're speaking about today, you can contact our office, the Empire Center, which is located in Randallstown, Maryland. The number there is 443-426-2040. And you can also text your questions. If you have any questions that you want to text in, you can text that to 443-890-3183. Now, yesterday, we were talking about medical conditions and the fact that you can still be insured if you have any medical conditions. I know that we had gotten into modified benefits, and I just want to do a little recap on that about the modified benefits, make sure that we understood what was the information that was given. Again, if you have a medical condition, you don't want to let that condition stop you from purchasing life insurance. Cancer, heart disease, lung disease, tuberculosis, Parkinson's disease, kidney disease, if you have diabetes, if you are HIV positive, you can still purchase life insurance. With some of the products, it is immediate protection, and they can issue it all the way up to age 85. So that is important for you to know. If you already have these illnesses, if you've already been diagnosed, that you can still purchase life insurance. We started talking about, we were talking about modified benefits, and what we were saying was basically if you have certain ailments or if you take certain medications within life insurance companies, and sometimes those medications that you're taking throw up certain flags. And what that does is, it's not always a bad thing that a flag is thrown up. It's just saying, okay, well, this individual is taking this certain medication, and that's then going to throw them into what's called a modified benefit. All that means is that if, God forbid, something was to happen to you and you got called home, your family would still receive some type of benefit for you. However, they would not receive the full face amount if it was within that modified period. So again, modified benefits are usually 2-year or 3-year products where you're modified. So within the first, second, or third year, if you should pass away, your family would only receive a percentage of the face amount plus all premiums paid. So they still get something, but they may not get the full amount. Still better than them trying to come out of their pocket and pay for final expenses with, you know, monies that they have to personally come up with. So if you make it past that modified time frame, then your family receives the full benefit. 9 times out of 10, that normally isn't a problem. What I encourage people to do, and what I encourage people to do yesterday, is if you have been diagnosed with an illness, or you have been struggling with some type of medical condition, when you're healthy, when you're at your best, when you've managed those conditions the best you can, and you're still functional, you're still able to take care of things for yourself, that is the time that you want to make sure that you purchase these policies. You want to make sure that you have something in place so that your family is not left with the burden of coming up with finances to put you away. And I cannot stress how important that is, because, you know, it's already a task dealing with a death of a loved one or family member. The last thing that you want is your family to have to deal with the financial burden of it as well. Okay? So that was, you know, one of the things that we spoke about yesterday. We also talked about immediate coverage for the final expenses as well. So some of these ailments, you do not have to go into a modified benefit. You can be taking medications. You can be taking up to, you know, 4, 5, 6 medications, as long as it's not one of those medications that will change you over to a modified benefit. Now, a graded benefit is something very similar to the modified benefit, and being that somewhat similar, you still have a certain time frame that you have to wait before you get a full benefit. Okay? So, I just want to reiterate, if you have any questions, to please make sure, if you need a quote for this type of insurance, if you can identify with some of the ailments or the sicknesses that I listed, please make sure that you're calling in so that you can speak with a professional agent that can tell you, you know, how to go about, that they can come out and sit down with you and do a review for you. The pricing for the insurance is not very expensive. It is a little bit higher than what you would normally pay for a standard policy because it's a high-risk product. However, it is very reasonable. It is something that you are still able to pay and still maintain the rest of your bills. Okay? You want to make sure that you're calling in for that information, and you want to contact the center, which is 443-426-2040. Now, you can also email any questions that you have to info@theempiregroupinks.com. Again, that's info@theempiregroupinks.com. And just to let you guys know, yesterday we did have on a special guest, Mr. Pastor Holloman, and again, they are doing a free giveaway to two families, two underprivileged families. They're giving a full dinner with all of the dressings. You just need to write in a summary of why you believe that you should receive the baskets or why your family is in need. You want to make sure that those are submitted in before Thursday of this week. You can send those emails or those submissions to, as well, info@theempiregroupinks.com, and we will make sure that information is being forwarded to Pastor Holloman in the church, and that is Higher Ground International Church. Okay? So, recap on what we did. We talked about medical conditions. You are able to actually still purchase life insurance policies if you are experiencing a medical condition. If you are HIV positive, you can still purchase life insurance. Tomorrow, we will be going a little into, we're still going to be talking about final expenses, but we're going to talk about the application process and how important it is to make sure that you're putting accurate information on your application. The fact that you don't have to take a physical with some of these products is great. But you want to make sure that you're putting truthful information on there so that there's never a situation where your family is not being paid out their full benefit, God forbid, if something happens to you. So we're going to talk about that tomorrow. Don't really want to get into that today because there's a little bit, we have to go into depth on some of that information. We did talk about pre-planning and the difference between pre-planning and doing a final expense benefit policy. Why? What's the difference and what's the benefit of doing it as an insurance policy opposed to pre-planning with the funeral home? And we'll talk a little bit more about that tomorrow as well. So now we've covered quite a few things. Again, I want to make sure if you're listening live, you can also listen live at www.mybaltimorespirit.com. And again, you can also call in to our office at 443-426-2040 for any questions that you may have in reference to any topics that we talk about. All right, so let me make sure that I didn't forget anything today. The show is actually being sponsored by the Empire Center, LLC, which is located in Randallstown, Maryland. And that is 21133 is the zip, 96. 37 Liberty Road. that is Suite F, you are able to go in as well and set up appointments there to be seen.